You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 268 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 24th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So we're continuing to move through the sales discussion through the book Selling to the C-Suite. And we're going to start talking about the four stages of sales proficiency. We want to end up in a place where we're a trusted advisor so we can come in early into the discussion, get a meeting with the relevant executive, and we're able to help that executive plan out what they need to solve the problems that he or she is having. So we can be part of that sales discussion up front. But that's not where any of us start. We all start in the area called a commodity supplier. So if you really think about the way that legal services have progressed over the last, over the last 20 years even, we've seen an explosion of commodity-based services. So things like LegalZoom, other places where you can just get form contracts that we see clients all the time take, and although they're supposed to adapt it for their own businesses, they don't do that. They just actually just use the form contract that they're given. So I think there's definitely a place for commodity suppliers. And actually, let me just define that really quick, because you see this all the time in not even the legal area, but in regular sales as well. So a commodity supplier is somebody who just knows their product. They know their product well. They know their product in and out. And they can talk all day long about the features and benefits and functions of that product. What they don't know a lot about is the business of the person that they're selling to. So they know the salesperson knows what they do, whether it's a product or the service. They're able to, they have a list of contacts, they have a list of names, and they're able to call that contact, whether it's an executive, whether it's another salesperson on the other side or a buyer. And they're able to talk about, you know, what they do and what their product and service is. The problem, of course, is they don't have the knowledge or even the impetus to actually do research on the person that they're calling, what their company is, you know, what they do, the background of the person that they're going to be speaking to. All that they're really interested in is pushing the product or service that they have. They don't want to know anything else about that. Now, I will say, I think we have a lot to learn about from the commodity supplier. And actually, if I really think about it, this is exactly what, you know, people, sales professionals like, you know, Grant Cardone talk about. He's not interested when he sells his services in so much, you know, doing research on the other side. His people have a list of names, his people have a list of phone numbers, and they're calling them. He has a sales script, and what he does is he pounds that list, whether that's an email list or a phone list. And he's a king at follow-up. So I think there's actually a lot of things that we can learn about from the commodity supplier in terms of, you know, making those phone calls, making those, sending out those emails, asking for introductions for further meetings, to follow up. There are people out there who don't even do that. And that's a lot of lawyers, you know, for example. They think that, well, the clients are just going to come to me, so I just got to sit back and do the work that I have and not worry about it. No, I think that's definitely not true. We definitely have to get out there. And, of course, there are many ways to do that. Of course, you can do phone calls and emails. You can do newsletters. And we've talked about all the different ways you can do it. You can do content-level marketing where you're writing blogs and speaking on panels. So there's social media. So many different ways you can do that. But that, I think, only gets you part way. And, you know, it's interesting going through this book because the authors basically say that, you know, they will only contact a salesperson who is a commodity supplier when they know they're ready going to make a purchase and when they want a discount. or when they want to get drinks because they want to use the guy's expense account. Now, again, I mean that sounds very it doesn't sound very nice, right? It sounds like they're trying to take advantage of this guy, and I can only assume that the stories in this book are accurate. But you know, it's true that you know, these are the people who are going to. So we talked about the buying cycle two podcasts ago, and in the buying cycle, the executives only come in on the very ends. It's in the middle where you know the vendors are selected, RFPs go out, and that sort of thing. And this is where the commodity supplier reigns, because they're able to get those sales from those folks. Now, the question is it going to be a long-term relationship? Are you going to be able to get a good price? Are you going to be giving discounts? And all of those sorts of things come into play. But I think a commodity supplier, it's a good place to start. And I think that's it's a place where all of us are going to be in to begin our legal careers, because that's all we know right now is, you know, think about young lawyers. All that we know as young lawyers is what we were taught in law school. There are so many other things that we need to know, right? And we learn that throughout, and we learn that through communicating with our clients. You know, further legal proceedings and the like. So, we're going to continue on with the second type of sales professional, and we're going to see the differences between a commodity supplier and the other categories until we get to the level of trusted professional, and then we're going to talk about how to get there and how to market yourself as a trusted professional. So, for your daily action item today, I want you to think about you know, whether you were even at the level of a commodity supplier. So, what are the things that you do to get you to where you need to be in terms of sales, right? You know, of course, sales, you know, may be a dirty word in the profession, but it's something that I wanted to focus on in this podcast because it's something, not something that we all do very well, if at all. Yes, we have a lot of names in our database, but what do we do with them, right? And so we're going to start as a commodity supplier, but are you even there yet? Do you have your list of names? Do you have a CRM? Do you have a place where you keep all of your contacts? I want you to think, and if you don't, go back to some of the prior episodes about how to build a list and how to what to do with those names, how to store them. Because we're going to go even beyond that in the next few episodes and in our journey to go from commodity supplier to trusted advisor. So thanks so much for listening in. I'd love for you to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AttorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile, so let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're going to be continuing with Dr. Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. The next session will be Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.